Hello and welcome to the second half of the year and another episode of the Global Venturing Review podcast brought to you by Morsonia. My name is Jerry Healis and I'm the editor of globalgovernmentventuring.com and globaluniversityventuring.com. It's been quite a week for the world economy after Brexit wiped off about $3 trillion of the global markets and led to a vote of no confidence in UK opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, which he lost. And yet he is still there, as of recording. But it was also an interesting week for the corporate university and government venturing worlds. On globalcorporateventuring.com, the week's biggest news was the downfall of Zenefits, a US-based HR software provider that closed a $500 million Series C round backed by Comcast in May 2015. Not only has the company struggled to deliver on the predicted revenue, but it's also run into serious regulatory issues. Specifically, Zenefits had developed a browser extension that enabled its staff to circumvent California training laws for insurance brokers. The company's CEO resigned in February, and now Zenefits has taken the unusual step of lowering its valuation from $4.5 billion to $2 billion, and handing out a bigger stake to those Series C backers, upping it from 11% to 25%. The company has also let go 350 employees. Zenefits might not be in quite as bad a shape as Theranos, the biotech company whose technology was uncovered to be scientifically unworkable by the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago, but I doubt that that is of much comfort to any of the investors or indeed the management. A happier story came from the healthcare sector, where CRISPR Technologies has extended its Series B round to $140 million, following a $38 million extension. Bayer invested $35 million in the round, while Vertex provided $30 million. CRISPR is working on gene editing technology that exploits the so-called CRISPR-Cas9 process, hence the company name. Celgene and GSK also hold equity. And then in China, we have Thrive Market, an organic produce subscription service, securing $110 million in capital to boost its marketing efforts and expand the own brand product range. The company's backers include Scripps Network, which participated in a $30 million Series A last year. It's one of those on-demand for fresh grocery services that might sound a little hipster, but to be honest, I have used two versions of that service myself, and it was so convenient that I will probably do it again. And speaking of sustainability, there was another deal on globalgovernmentventuring.com that caught my attention. It wasn't the week's biggest deal, but Modern Meadows' $40 million Series B round could be a game changer for a very big industry. The company, now backed by Singaporean government investment firm Temasek, is creating leather in the lab using building blocks of skin. The process is faster than traditional methods, if you include the bit where you have to actually raise the cow first, doesn't involve the killing of animals, and produces 80% less waste. What's not to like? Well, the fact that it's all R&D at the moment, but the Series B should help Modern Meadow to start commercializing its research soon. Research commercialization is also the name of the game for Allecra Therapeutics, a biopharmaceutical company that's attracted $24 million in a Series B round featuring EMBL Ventures, the investment vehicle of Research Institute European Molecular Biology Laboratory. The company is working on antibiotics that are able to tackle superbugs, the nasty bacteria that have become resistant to current antibiotics because we've overused them. Let's look at funds. The largest one is simultaneously corporate and government backed. Partech Ventures has closed its growth stage fund at $440 million with limited partners including BPI France, the Public Investment Bank of France, as well as Renault, Carrefour, Ingenico, AG2R, La Mondiale and CNP Assurance. The firm didn't waste any time in investing and has already put $130 million into five portfolio companies. Siemens, meanwhile, which already operates a corporate venturing subsidiary and has popped up on our radar regularly, now has launched another unit named Next 47 that will specifically seek out opportunities in electrification, automation, and digitalization technology. the industrial conglomerate is aiming to invest $1.1 billion through the unit over the next 5 years from Next47's official launch this coming October. On globaluniversityventuring.com, meanwhile, Tsinghua Holdings, an investment firm solely backed by Tsinghua University, has revealed that it plans on providing $7.6 billion to research efforts over the next 5 years. That sum includes a $1.5 billion fund aimed at spin-outs. Additionally, the firm expects to set up 1,000 incubators across China by 2021 and another 50 internationally, including in the US, the UK, and Germany. The goal? Support some 500 startups and bring their valuations to at least $15 million. Let's look at the other end of the spectrum. Exits. Brexit may have caused havoc in stock markets, but that didn't stop three corporate-backed companies talking about IPOs. Line, the Naver-owned messaging service, has set its IPO range between $26.50 and $31.50 and could potentially raise $1.1 billion at a $6.6 billion valuation. Cyrus Pharmaceuticals, meanwhile, floated below its range and brought in $50 million, a reality that seems to affect most healthcare companies so far in 2016. Cyrus, whose shareholders include Wuxi Pharmatech, had raised approximately $125 million in equity funding. A slightly more unusual way of going public was chosen by solar system installer Sungevity, which had attracted more than $210 million in funding in about a decade, and is now merging with listed special purpose vehicle Easterly Acquisition Corporation. The deal provides an exit to GE, Lowe's, and Solon. There haven't been any exits on the government side, though over on globaluniversityventuring.com, we have the acquisition of Magic Pony Technology, great name, a machine learning company that was backed by Imperial College London's Imperial Create Lab. The deal is reportedly worth $150 million and gives Twitter access to Magic Pony's technology to enhance images and videos. The company remained largely in stealth mode, though it has filed 20 patents, but nobody's quite sure what exactly Twitter is going to do with the technology. Though there are rumours that it will help the social network build a VR/AR division, a sector in which Twitter is yet to make a public play. And finally, people. Intel Capital is still seeing a lot of change following Wendell Brooks taking over the leadership. Amit Bansali, Anthony Lin, Trina Van Pelt, and Bob Nunn have all been promoted to managing director positions and are joined by Marcin Haker, Ken Elephant, and Ramamurthy Sivakumar, who will also take on crucial roles. They'll all have an interesting brief to oversee CVC, M&A, and business development, probably in a nod to Brooks's dual responsibilities as Intel Capital's president and Intel's head of mergers and acquisitions. Comcast Ventures, meanwhile, has lost Gavin Teo to B Capital, the VC affiliate of Boston Consulting Group. Teo had joined Comcast Ventures in 2012. NTT Docomo Ventures has brought on board Takayuki Inagawa as a replacement for Nobuyuki Akimoto. Inagawa took over as head of the unit on Friday. Akimoto, a GCV Rising Star 2016, will remain with the company but transfer to the Global Service Planning Office Smart Life Business Division at the parent company, NTT Docomo. And Paul Harway, head of Bank of America Merrill Lynch's Europe, Middle East and Africa Technology Investment Banking Unit, until recently, has moved on to Octo Telematics to establish a corporate venturing division. Harvey will serve as its executive chairman. As I said, interesting week, and now you're all caught up. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Global Venturing Review podcast. Don't hesitate to contact me at thelesatmawsonia.com. That is thelesatmawsonia.com with feedback or leave us a comment on iTunes. My name is still Jerry Healis, and next week, James will be back with news from the corporate university and government venturing worlds while I go enjoy the summer road tripping through a few national parks. I will be back in a fortnight. Until then, I wish you a productive couple of weeks. Goodbye.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.